I'm just one of hundreds of millions of people who carry in our hearts a profound affection, respect, and lasting sense of loss for John Fitzgerald Kennedy. I dearly wish that I could find more ways to live those words of his. Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. But whatever I try to give to my country, it keeps giving right back to me, compounded every hour on the hour. Only in America could all that's happened to me happen to a guy like me. Anywhere else, I might have wound up digging coal or herding sheep or stuffing fortune cookies. Oh, respectable enough jobs, but I imagine for me a bit frustrating. My country has let me sing for my supper and then paid me for the food I eat. I've had my ups and downs, but who hasn't? But my low-down downest was certainly better than digging post holes for the iron or bamboo curtain. And you better believe me, Buster.
What is America to me? A name, a map, a flag I see. A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me. The place I work in, worker by my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind now, that's America. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears and the dream that's been a growing for 180 years. The town I live in, the street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people. That's America.